Lawmakers in the State House of Representatives appear cautious but open to Governor Parnell's new oil tax plan. The bill is now being heard in the Resources Committee, where members, through their economic consultants, are taking a show-me approach to cutting taxes. In reviewing the state's current tax regime, ACES, Janik Mayer of PFC Energy told the committee today that it works well for a taxing entity where the money earned from production is invested elsewhere. He called that a harvest system and compared the tax to rent, when the state gets the most money it can from declining production.
One of the main competitive jurisdictions for Alaska is the lower 48 as a destination for cash. And what we see there is significantly lower government take, which is one of the things that makes it harder at the moment in the current climate for Alaska to compete within companies' portfolios for investment dollars.
Mayer told the committee that the decision to harvest Alaska's oil was a decision made several years ago at the corporate level of oil companies, and it was based on conditions at that time. Committee co-chair Paul Seaton, a Republican from Homer, said if changing the tax structure would really make a difference. Mayer explained the decision was not abstract. It is based on the best use of investment money at the time.
If I understand it correctly, the point you're getting at is to say this was a place that the companies in net were taking cash out of long before ACES was in place. And I'd agree that's certainly the case. One just has to go back and look at the financial statements. And this was not a cash deficit region. This was a cash surplus region for some time in the past. That's absolutely true. And in that sense, I certainly wouldn't suggest that the imposition of ACES has somehow created a harvest system where none existed before.
Mayer said the industry has seen other changes since ACES was put in place. Oil prices are higher and technology has opened up new resources. And the growth in the lower 48 was completely unimagined at the time. Committee co-chair Eric Feige, a Republican from Chickaloon, said the harvest decision predates ACES and was based on a combination of factors that members need to consider.
Price of oil was relatively low. The state was obviously feeling the pinch in the 02, 03, 04 timeframes as a result. But then as the price started to rise, the tax regime was changed to take an increasingly greater and greater take. I guess the question to answer for us is, what's driving the train here? Is it the actual field mechanics, or is the tax of the fiscal regime driving it into harvest mode when it could be something else?
The committee has scheduled two hearings per day for the rest of this week, with no schedule for handing the bill off to the Finance Committee. Meanwhile, the Senate Resources Committee is not scheduling hearings until the administration presents information requested by the committee last week.